Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thanks for hanging around with me. My website is www.jbsba.com, where you can find over 1,000 archives, including a number of them with our good friend Ivan Meisner, who's our guest this half hour. And don't forget, while you're at my website, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. It comes every week by email. And what I'm doing now, folks, is I've begun a series on the resolutions. I've begun a series of articles where I take the resolutions, each one of the seven categories of resolutions, human resources, financial, marketing, management, et cetera, et cetera. I take each one of those segments and those elements of managing a business, and I've written an article about each one of them, and I'm going to be publishing those each of the next 7 weeks, including this week, to give you more of an idea about why and how to accomplish the resolutions that are recommended to you. And one of them was networking. One of those resolutions included networking, which is something our good friend Ivan Meisner is near and dear to his heart, because he is the world's expert in networking as the president and the founder of Business Network International. Ivan, welcome back.
Thanks. It's great to be here. I got to ask you a question.
Uh-huh.
What movie did that clip come from with Michael Caine?
Oh, wasn't that The Bridge on the River Kwai?
Is that Bridge on the River Kwai?
I think so. I'm not sure.
No, he's not in Bridge of the River Kwai.
No.
You're making that up.
No,
he's not in that movie.
I was just trying to see if you were paying attention.
No.
I don't remember.
That's a great clip. I don't know where it's from.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I like that one. So what's the news on networking? What's the 2004 news for networking? Is networking going to be different in 2004 than it was?
Well, it may be a little bit different, but you know, I was certainly growing through 2003, and we plan on continuing to grow through 2004. We don't have the exact chapter count for last year, but we think we ended the year with about 3,100 chapters in 15 countries.
That's a lot of networking around the world.
A lot of networking around the world.
Have you ever stopped to think? And folks, I'm serious about this. Ivan, have you ever stopped to think about how much your organization, this business that you founded, those many years ago from nothing? Have you ever stopped to think about how your organization, the people that you've helped put together and to bring together into this organization of business owners and managers, how much that your organization has influenced the global marketplace?
You know, all joking aside,
I'm not joking at all. I'm very serious. It would be an impressive thing to know.
Yeah, it's really quite impressive. We, this year, or 2003, last year, helped businesses generate just over $1 billion, with a B, $1 billion U.S. Worth of business for each other in terms of the number of referrals that were passed.
Wow.
We estimate that it'll be over 300 million referrals. I'm sorry, over 3 million referrals. Generating about $1 billion worth of business.
That's a lot of leverage. And folks, the reason that I'm pointing this out, one thing is I'm so impressed with Ivan and what he's accomplished. But Ivan is a wonderful example of one person who had an idea and said, you know what, we can do this, and he started doing it, and it took him his organization to the next level and to the next one. And then he went national, then he went international. And now, you know, I mean, he's still got, Ivan, I know you still have plenty of challenges out there, but basically you got this thing going where it's an international brand now. And all you did was you said, you know what, I think I'll show people how to meet each other and how to leverage each other's contact.
Yeah, 20 minutes of inspiration and 20 years of perspiration.
Yeah, exactly. But folks, you know, the thing is that is that's an example of what's possible in the global marketplace today. And it's very exciting. And the thing is, no one has to, you know, you don't have to, that doesn't have to be your goal. In fact, I'm not sure at the very beginning that was your goal, was to be international. It may have been.
No, not at all.
You wouldn't have been so presumptuous, would you?
No. In the first year, honest to God, truth was I was looking for some referrals from my consulting practice because I was a business consultant. And so I put together people to pass referrals to each other so that I could get some referrals myself and give referrals to some of my friends and business associates. And it kind of snowballed from there.
Right. Stand by, Ivan. We're going to take a quick break. Folks, when we come back, we're going to get Ivan to tell us more about this networking thing that he and his organization does so well. But also, in the conversation, we're going to talk about what do you do with all these business cards that you accumulate? How do you manage them? How do you make the most out of them? How do you just organize them? Point tail, stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, Small Business Advocate. Let me remind you about our show coming up straight ahead. I'm going to continue the human resources resolutions we've been discussing. Beverly Ann Menebel is going to join us to talk to us about communication. Ron Peterson is going to join us to talk to us about technology transfer opportunities that are out there, some things you might not have thought about. And Fred Siegel is going to join us to talk to us about your investments. That's coming up in the show straight ahead. Ivan Meisner is the president and the founder of Business Network International. BNI.com is their website, and we're talking about networking. And Ivan, I was asking you if there's anything new under the sun in 2004. If I could offer one suggestion, it would be for us to get our head out of the recession and the recovery and get our head into the expansion that we're currently in, the economic expansion that we're in. And quit having the attitude that, you know, things are tough, and start assuming the attitude, you know what, things are not only getting better, they are better, and I'm going to go into my next networking opportunity with that attitude. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. We try to teach our members that, you know, you can't, especially in networking, you're making an impression on somebody, you're connecting with somebody, you can't complain about how bad business is. Half the people you tell don't care, and the other half are glad you're worse off than they are.
And they don't want to hang around you if you're bad-mouthing about it. They don't want to hang around you, do they?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You got to be positive about business and what you're doing. And if you're not, you're not going to be successful at building your business through word of mouth, because people aren't going to talk about a business that they think is struggling. You know, you're just not going to refer that.
That's right. But all right, now, let's say that we, over the last few years, we've accumulated a bunch of business cards.
Yeah.
Now, I do that, you do that, we all do that. I mean, I've got cards and cards and cards. I've got rolls and stacks and everything else of cards here with rubber bands around them, and some are organized, some are not organized. How can we do a better job, not just of you know, not just for the sake of organizing our cards, but to use that those cards as, you know, to benefit our business as a sort of a referral or a contact that keeps on giving?
Well, I kind of recommend a triage system that as you're collecting business cards. Now, first of all, you should keep a solid database of all of your existing clients and customers. But that aside, as you're meeting new people for the first time at various networking events that you're attending, I recommend that you keep a triage system of cards. And the A-list consists of contacts with whom you definitely want to develop a relationship and maintain regular contact, but you haven't yet. Cards who, you know, you want to keep near at hand, and you want to get to know these people a little bit better. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, so if there's somebody that I haven't quite figured out how we would interact in the future, I would put them into one stack of people that I might need to know about. And then there are people that I think that I may, you know, I may need to leverage the relationship with them in the next year or so. Then they're the people I want to call back tomorrow. Is that kind of what you're thinking about?
Yeah, actually, the triage systems, the way that I did is split into three. You know, strong prospective clients, people that you'll refer to others but probably aren't going to need to connect with other than to possibly refer to others, and then people who will be referring, maybe referring business on to you, but that you aren't going to probably be passing referrals on to them for whatever reason. It might be the type of profession they're in, you just aren't able to pass referrals on in their direction too often. And so you split up those cards in those three different categories: prospective clients, people who you'll refer to others, and then people who will refer pass referrals on to you. And that's the three card system that I recommend for business people that you meet during your networking.
Have you seen these little card scanners?
Yeah, I have one.
I bet you
do. They're excellent. The one that I use is by Corex. It's called CardScan. And when I wrote the book with Dan Georgievich and Candace Bailey called It's in the Cards.
I have it right in front of me. I have an autographed copy right in front of me.
Well, when we did that book, there are 2,000 business cards that we collected. Now, in the book, I think is about 250, 300 actual full-color copies of the cards. It's one of the things I love about that book. It's a full-color book, every page.
It is.
We used CardScan for that, and it really helped us organize the thousands of business cards that we got from more than a dozen countries around the world. I highly recommend products like that because
it collects the data and helps you organize it into a database, doesn't it?
Yeah, and you can use with systems like that a database that you are currently using anyway. Like you can import it or export it from there to ACT, or right. I use Outlook, export it right into Outlook so you don't have to use something different than what you're used to anyway.
Now, if I remember, those program that equipment is very small, but it's not inexpensive. I mean, it's what, a couple hundred bucks,
I think they're in the neighborhood of $300 or $400.
I knew it was pretty expensive. I couldn't remember. But the thing is, folks, if you think about it, I mean, what is it worth to have? And I'm not trying to sell equipment for anybody, but no, Ivan, I'm just thinking about what's it worth to have hundreds of people that you've met, to have them in a file that you can manage and target, and put in a tickler file and be able to contact them. I mean, just keeping up with one person,
you know, I love the internet.
Could be the difference.
I just pulled it up while we're talking here. They run about $250 now.
Yeah, I was thinking it was $200 to $300, but still, I mean, that's not an inexpensive piece of equipment. But I'll tell you what, the everybody. We're back at 7-2. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and Ivan Meisner is our guest. Ivan's website is BNI.com, BNI, which stands for Business Network International, BNI.com. And Ivan, you got 1,700 chapters or 1,800 chapters?
3,100 chapters now.
3,100 chapters, but in...
Every time you blink, it goes up.
I know, but it's 18 countries. That's what I was thinking of.
Just under that. We're at 16, but we're working on about two or three more. We should be probably close to 18 or 20 this year.
Yeah, and you're going to take me with you next time you go to Barbados, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Are you kidding? They'd love to have you. You can do your show from Barbados.
Exactly. That's what I've been trying to tell you for a year and a half now.
I'm ready.
Can't seem to work it out. Hey, Ivan, now that we... Oh, by the way, if somebody wanted to join a chapter or start a chapter, they can find out about all that at BNI.com, right?
Yes, they can get the name of the local director anywhere in the United States, and find out how to start a chapter or where to join in the U.S. Outside the U.S., they can contact me at Meisner@BNI.com, MISNER@BNI.com, and I'd be glad to work with them in opening
Talk
up chapters around the world.
And if there's not a chapter near you, sure, Ivan would be glad to talk to you about getting a new one started. So check that out, folks. Also, your success... Net website. I mean your newsletter.
Yeah, we have a bi-monthly newsletter that goes out. It's on networking. There's some information in there with every issue about BNI as well, but it really is just about networking. And it's free. It's an online newsletter. If you go to BNI.com, you can, on the left-hand side of the website is a newsletter URL. Just click on that, and then you can sign up for SuccessNet. We have about 45,000 subscribers worldwide. When you click on newsletter, you'll see click here for your free subscription to SuccessNet Online. Click on there, put in your email address, and you know, with the spam emails these days, make sure to make SuccessNet@BNI.com. That's where it comes from. A friend, so
right,
that you can receive it. We found a lot of people were complaining they weren't getting it, but the spam was.
Because the spam killer was getting it. Yeah.
Getting it. Yeah.
It'll do
because
that.
We sent out to 45,000 people, but it comes out every other month. The lists are not sold to anybody, so
right,
that email address is completely clean.
That privacy policy he just gave you folks is the only kind that I have. The only kinds that I tell people about. Otherwise, you know, they don't get on this show. Ivan, once we've got our cards organized, you know, we've got them scanned in, or we've typed them in, or whatever, we've got them in a database. How do we manage that list? How do we make sure that we keep up with and we don't forget folks?
Well, I think the best thing to do is to put it into a database, like we were talking about. Once you have that list set up, you got to have it in a database. And the most important thing is that you need to connect with people regularly, either by phone or by email, and stay in touch with them. People really, I believe, network with those people who they connect with on a fairly regular basis, who either talk to or email, you know, communicate via email. And so they need to use that database to follow up with. And people, I think, forget about the process of following up with the people mm-hmm. that they've developed these relationships with.
Well, and you know, this has happened to me. I've been guilty of this, Ivan. I have been guilty of meeting someone and meaning to get back with them and thinking and realizing that there was a really important reason, either self-serving for me or self-serving for somebody or serving somebody else. And for whatever reason, because I didn't get that card, that information, to a place where I could manage it effectively, they just sort of dropped off my world, and then a year or 2 years later, I'd find it, and I'd say, "Oh my God, I was supposed to, you know, make this contact."
Right. Well, one of the things that I like to do when I get a card from somebody is write on the back what it is that I wanted to reconnect with them on, and then when the information is entered into the database or I run it through my card scan, then I make sure and enter that information right in there so that the follow up can be done. You got to do that at the same time, and managing your cards and your database is an important and integral element of the networking process.
Especially these days when so much of our work is virtual, right, Ivan?
Yes. Yeah, you know, the virtual aspect of doing business is you know, there are pros and cons to it. The pro is that it allows us to do a lot more business, mm-hmm. but it also makes it a little bit more impersonal. And so it's important that you reconnect with people on a regular basis because you may be doing business with people you've barely met
mm-hmm.
or never met. I mean,
right.
You and I, Jim, we've never actually met.
That's exactly right. And I have a lot of friends exactly like you that fit in that category. Ivan, I'm going to have to wrap it up. Thank you for being here. Good job today.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you.
Ivan Meisner, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. He's with BNI, and that's BNI.com. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.